Welcome to day 220 of my Everyday Bible. This is Rita Langland, your host from Hidden with Christ Ministries. Today we are reading chapters 4, 5, and 6 from the book of the prophet Isaiah. We will be reading from the Amplified Translation today. As we mentioned in the introduction yesterday, Jeremiah the prophet, who was called the weeping prophet, was a man who was prophesying to the children of Israel during a season of tremendous spiritual decline in Israel and in Judah. And in fact, at the time of his ministry, Israel, the northern kingdom, had actually already gone into captivity, and captivity from the Babylons was about to come upon the southern kingdom of Judah. So as we listen today to chapters 4, 5, and 6, you will hear literally a cry from the Lord for his people to turn back to him and to put away all the false idols and false gods that they had been worshiping and just come back to the Lord, that he was so ready to receive them. And it's a message for people today as well, that God will be willing to receive anyone who would come back to him, regardless of how deep they have fallen into sin or how far they have drifted away from the Lord. God is willing to receive them back as dear children, take them close to him, and forgive completely. But as you will hear as we progress through the chapters, the people of Judah did not respond to the message Jeremiah brought, and the sad reality is that they continued in their worship of false gods and eventually came into a time of captivity to the Babylonians. So starting at Jeremiah chapter 4, reading from verse 1. If you will return, O Israel, says the Lord, if you will return to me, and if you will put away your abominable false gods out of my sight, and not stray or waver, and if you swear, as the Lord lives, in truth, in judgment, in justice, and in righteousness, uprightness in every area and relation, then the nations will bless themselves in him, and in him will they glory. For thus says the Lord to the men of Judah and to Jerusalem, break up your ground left uncultivated for a season, so that you may not sow among thorns. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord and take away the foreskins of your hearts, you men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my wrath go forth like fire, consuming all that gets in its way, and burn so that no one can quench it because of the evil of your doings. Declare in Judah and publish in Jerusalem and say, blow the trumpet in the land, cry aloud and say, assemble yourselves and let us go into the fortified cities. Raise a standard toward Zion to mark out the safest route to those seeking safety within Jerusalem's walls. Flee for safety, stay not, for I bring evil from the north and great destruction. A lion has gone up from his thicket, and a destroyer of nations is on his way. He has gone forth from his place to make your land a desolate waste, and your cities shall be left in ruins without an inhabitant. For this, gird yourselves with sackcloth, lament and wail, for the fierce anger of the Lord is not turned back from us. And it shall be in that day, says the Lord, that the understanding and courage of the king shall fail, be paralyzed, and also that of the princes. The priests shall be appalled, and the prophets astounded and dazed with horror. Then I, Jeremiah, said, alas, Lord God, surely you have greatly deceived and misled this people and Jerusalem. For the prophets represented you as saying to your people, you shall have peace, whereas the sword has reached to their very life. At that time it will be said to this people and to Jerusalem, a hot wind from the bare heights in the wilderness comes at my command against the daughter of my people. Not a wind to fan or cleanse from chaff as when threshing, but a wind too strong and full for winnowing comes at my word. Now I will also speak in judgment against my people. Behold, the enemy comes up like clouds, his chariots like the whirlwind, his horses are swifter than eagles. Woe to us, for we are ruined, destroyed. O Jerusalem, wash your heart from wickedness, that you may be saved. How long shall your iniquitous and grossly offensive thoughts lodge within you? For a voice declares from Dan in the north, and proclaims evil from Mount Ephraim, the range dividing Israel from Judah. Warn the neighboring nations that our adversary is coming. Announce to Jerusalem that besiegers are coming from a far country, and they shout against the cities of Judah. Like keepers of a field, they are against her round about, because she has been rebellious against me, says the Lord. Your ways and your doings have brought these things upon you. This is your calamity and doom. Surely it is bitter, for surely it reaches your very heart. It is not only the prophet, but also the people who cry out in their thoughts, my anguish, I writhe in pain. Oh, the walls of my heart is disquieted and throbs aloud within me. I cannot be silent, for I have heard the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. News of one violent disaster and calamity comes close after another. For the whole land is laid waste. Suddenly are my tents spoiled and destroyed, and my tent curtains ruined in a moment. O Lord, how long must I see the flag marking the route for flight, and hear the sound of the trumpet urging the people to flee for refuge? Their chastisement will continue until it has accomplished its purpose. For my people are stupid, says the Lord, replying to Jeremiah. They do not know and understand me. They are thick-headed children, and they have no understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge, and know not how. In a vision, Jeremiah sees Judah laid waste by conquest and captivity. I looked at the land, and behold, it was as at the time of creation, waste and vacant, void, and at the heavens, and they had no light. I looked at the mountains, and behold, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly to and fro. I looked, and behold, there was no man, and all the birds of the air had fled. I looked, and behold, the fruitful land was a desert, and all its cities were laid waste before the Lord's presence, before his fierce anger. For thus says the Lord, the whole land will be a desolation, yet I will not make a full and complete end of it. For this will the earth mourn, and the heavens above be black, because I have spoken, I have purposed, and I will not relent, nor will I turn back from it. Every city flees because of the noise of the horsemen and bowmen. They go into the thickets and climb among the rocks. Every city is forsaken, and not a man dwells in them. And you, plundered one, when you are made desolate, what will you do? Though you clothe yourself with scarlet, though you deck yourself with ornaments of gold, though you paint your eyelids and make them look farther apart, in vain you beautify yourself. Your lovers, allies, despise you. They seek your life. For I have heard a cry as of a woman in travail, the anguish as of one who brings forth her first child, the cry of the daughter of Zion who gasps for breath, who spreads her hands saying, woe is me now. I am fainting before the murderers. Run to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem and see now and take notice. Seek in her broad squares to see if you can find a man, as Abraham sought in Sodom, one who does justice, one who seeks truth, sincerity, and faithfulness. And I will pardon Jerusalem for one uncompromisingly righteous person. And though they say, as the Lord lives, surely they swear falsely. O Lord, do not your eyes look on the truth? They have meant to please you outwardly, but you look on their hearts. You have stricken them, but they have not grieved. You have consumed them, but they have refused to take correction or instruction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to repent and return to you. Then I said, surely these are only the poor. They are sinfully foolish and have no understanding, for they know not the way of the Lord and the judgment, the just and righteous law of their God. I will go to the great man and will speak to them, for they must know the way of the Lord, the judgment, the just and righteous law of their God. But I found the very reverse to be true. These had all alike broken the yoke of God's law and had burst the bonds of obedience to him. Therefore, a lion out of the forest shall slay them. A wolf of the desert shall destroy them. A leopard or panther shall lie in wait against their cities. Everyone who goes out of them shall be torn in pieces, because their transgressions are many. Their backslidings and total desertion of faith are increased and have become great and mighty. What should I, and how can I, pass over this and forgive you for it? Your children have forsaken me and sworn by those that are no gods. When I had fed them to the full and bound them to me by oath, they committed spiritual adultery, assembling themselves in troops at the houses of idol harlots. They were like fed stallions roaming at large, each one neighed after his neighbor's wife. Shall I not punish them for these things, says the Lord? And shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? Go up within Jerusalem's walls and destroy her vines, but do not make a full and complete end. Trim away the tendrils of her vines, for they are not the Lord's. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very faithlessly and treacherously against me, says the Lord. They have lied about and denied the Lord by saying, it is not he who speaks through his prophets. Evil shall not come upon us, nor shall we see war or famine. And say they, the prophets will become wind. What they prophesy will not come to pass, and the word of God is not in them. Thus shall it be done to them, as they threatened would be done to us. Therefore thus says the Lord God of hosts, because you, the people, have spoken this word, behold, I will make my words fire in your mouth, Jeremiah, and this people would, and it will devour them. Behold, I am bringing a nation upon you from afar. O house of Israel, says the Lord, it is a mighty and enduring nation. It is an ancient nation, a nation whose language you do not know, nor can you understand what they say. Their quiver is filled with deadly missiles like an open sepulcher, filled with dead bodies. The foes are almighty men, heroes. They shall consume your harvest and your food. They shall consume your sons and your daughters. They shall consume your flocks and your herds. They shall consume your vines and your fig trees. They shall break down and impoverish your fortified cities in which you trust. With the sword they shall destroy them. But even in those days, says the Lord, I will not make a full and complete end of you. And when your people says, why has the Lord our God done all these things to us? Then you shall answer them, as you have forsaken me, says the Lord, and have served strange gods in your land, so shall you serve strangers, gods, in a land that is not yours. Declare this in the house of Jacob and publish it in Judah. Hear now this, O foolish people without understanding or heart, who have eyes and see not, who have ears and hear not. Do you not fear and reverence me, says the Lord? Do you not tremble before me? I place the sand for the boundary of the sea, a perpetual barrier, beyond which it cannot pass, and by an everlasting ordinance beyond which it cannot go. And though the waves of the sea toss and shake themselves, yet they cannot prevail against the feeble grains of sand which God has ordained by nature to be sufficient for his purpose. Though the billows roar, yet they cannot pass over that barrier. Is not such a God to be reverently feared and worshipped? But these people have hearts that draw back from God and wills that rebel against him. They have revolted and quit his service and have gone away into idolatry. Nor do they say in their hearts, let us now reverently fear and worship the Lord our God, who gives rain, both the autumn and the spring rain in its season, who reserves and keeps for us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned these blessings away, and your sins have kept good harvests from you. For among my people are found wicked men. They watch like fowlers who lie in wait. They set a trap. They catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit and treachery. Therefore, they have become great and grown rich. They have grown fat and sleek. Yes, they surpass in deeds of wickedness. They do not judge and plead with justice the cause of the fatherless, that they may prosper, and they do not defend the rights of the needy. Shall I not punish them for these things, says the Lord? Shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? An appalling and horrible thing, bringing desolation and destruction, has come to pass in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests exercise rule at their own hands and by means of the prophets. And my people love to have it so. But what will you do when the end comes? Chapter 6. Flee for safety, you children of Benjamin, out of the midst of Jerusalem, and blow the trumpet in Tekoa, a town far south in Judah, and raise a fire signal over Beth Hakarem, a town near Jerusalem. For evil is looking forth with eagerness from the north and great destruction. The comely and delicate one, Jerusalem, the daughter of Zion, I will destroy. To a pasturage, yes, a luxurious pasturage, have I likened her. Shepherds with their flocks shall come against her. They shall pitch their tents round about her. They shall pasture, each one in his place, eating up all her luxurious herbage on every side. Prepare yourselves for war against her, they cry. Up, let us attack her at noon. But alas, the day declines, the evening shadows lengthen. Arise, let us go by night and destroy her palaces. For the Lord of hosts has said, hew down her trees and cast up a siege mound against Jerusalem. This is the city which must be punished. There is nothing but oppression within her. As a fountain reformed, as a fountain wells up and casts forth its waters and keeps them fresh, so she is continually casting forth fresh wickedness. Violence and destruction are heard within her. Sickness and wounds are continually before me. Be corrected, reformed, instructed, and warned, O Jerusalem, lest I be alienated and parted from you, lest I make you a desolation, an uninhabited land. Thus says the Lord of hosts, they shall thoroughly glean as a vine what is left of Israel. Turn back your hand again and again, O minister of destruction, into the baskets, like a grape gatherer, and strip the tendrils of the vine. To whom shall I, Jeremiah, speak and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, their ears are uncircumcised, never brought into covenant with God or consecrated to his service, and they cannot hear or obey. Behold, the word of the Lord has become to them a reproach and the object of their scorn. They have no delight in it. Therefore, I am full of the wrath of the Lord. I am weary of restraining it. I will pour it out on the children in the street and on the gathering of young men together. For even the husband with the wife will be taken, the aged with the very old. And their houses will be turned over to others, their fields and their wives together. For I will stretch out my hand against the inhabitants of the land, says the Lord. For from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness, to greed for unjust gain. And from the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. They have healed also the wound of the daughter of my people lightly and neglectfully, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they brought to shame because they had committed abominations, extremely disgusting and vile things? No, they were not at all ashamed, nor could they blush at their idolatry. Therefore they shall fall among those who fall. At the time that I punish them, they shall be overthrown, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, stand by the roads and look, and ask for the eternal paths, where the good old way is. Then walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. Also, I set watchmen over you, saying, hear and obey the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not listen or obey. Therefore, hear, O Gentile nations, and know, O congregation of believing ones, what great things I will do to them. Hear, O earth, behold, I am bringing evil upon this people, the fruit of their thoughts, their schemes and devices, because they have not listened and obeyed my words. And as for my law, they have rejected it. To what purpose does frankincense come to me from Sheba in southwestern Arabia, and the sweet cane from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor are your sacrifices sweet or pleasing to me. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will lay stumbling blocks before this people, and the fathers and the sons together will stumble against them. The neighbor and his friend will perish. Thus says the Lord, behold, a people is coming from the north country, and a great nation is arousing itself from the ends of the earth. They lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel, ruthless, and inhuman, and have no mercy. Their voice sounds like the roaring sea. They ride on horses, every one set in array as a man for battle against you, O daughter of Zion. We have heard the report of it. Our hands became feeble and helpless. Anguish has taken hold of us, pangs like that of a woman in childbirth. Go not out into the field, nor walk on the road, for the enemy is armed with the sword. Terror is on every side. O daughter of my people, says Jeremiah, gird yourself with sackcloth and wallow in ashes. Make mourning as for an only son, a most bitter lamentation, for the destroyer will suddenly come upon us, on prophet and people. I, says the Lord, have set you, Jeremiah, as an assayer and a prover of ore among my people, that you may know and try their doings and be like a watchtower. They are all the worst kind of rebels and utter and total revolters against God, going about publishing slander. They are not gold and silver ore, but bronze and iron. They are all corruptors. The bellows blow fiercely. The lead is consumed by the fire. In vain do they continue refining, for the wicked, the dross, are not removed. Men will call them reprobate and rejected silver, only dross without good metal, because the Lord has rejected them. This is the end of today's scripture reading. In today's devotional, I want to draw your attention to Jeremiah 6, verse 16, and it's the place where it reads, thus says the Lord, stand by the roads and look, and ask for the eternal paths where the good old way is, then walk in it. and you will find rest for your souls. And it goes on to say, but they said, we will not walk in it. Now that was the Amplified Translation. Let me read to you from the New Living Translation. It says, this is what the Lord says, stop at the crossroads and look around. Ask for the old, godly way and walk in it. Travel its path and you will find rest for your souls. But you reply, no, that's not the road we want. And then one more, which is from the Message Translation. It reads this way, God's message yet again, go stand at the crossroads and look around. Ask for directions to the old road, the tried and true road, then take it. Discover the right route for your souls. But they said, nothing doing, we aren't going that way. And I'm bringing this verse to your attention because I believe that it speaks to us even in our generation. Not only in Jeremiah's generation, when so many people in the land of Judah were far from the Lord, worshiping idols, weren't even considering God anymore, the one true God, but were following all sorts of religious devotion, you could say, but none of it was leading to the one true God. They were bowing down to all kinds of statues and doing all kinds of wicked things that they called worship, but they weren't worship at all. So here, Jeremiah the prophet tells the people what the Lord says. Stand by the roads and look and ask for the eternal path, or ask directions for the old road. Ask for the old godly way and walk in it. Travel its path. And this is a word from the Lord because it has a promise. It says, and you'll find rest for your souls. Now, your soul refers to your mind, your will, and your emotions. And many people today struggle with their emotions, struggle with their mind, their thought life. Many times their thoughts, or you could say their mind, is overrun with all kinds of thoughts of anxiety and trying to figure things out for themselves and trying to find ways to make God happy, at least in their own estimation. And yet many people are so far from the Lord that all their efforts at being devoted to God or worshiping the Lord or reading things that they think will make them more spiritual are taking them on a road that leads absolutely nowhere in terms of getting closer to God. And this scripture was a word of encouragement to the people then, back in Jeremiah's day, but it's a word of encouragement to us. Ask the Lord, where is that old road? Where's the good old way? Where is the tried and true road that God has laid out for us? Find the good, the old godly way, as the New Living Translation puts it, and you will find rest for your souls if you'll travel on that. You know, we have many options in our day that never were available in generations past. We live in the era of instant information, so that you can go on the internet at any moment and put in a search word and search all sorts of religious words and find literally thousands upon thousands of websites and places where information is stored that you can read about different people's views and different paths, so to speak, that people are walking on that claim to bring peace to them or claim to bring spiritual harmony to themselves. And yet the truth is, Jesus told us that the only way to the Father is through Him. Only way. God, Jesus is the only way. There isn't another way. It's the good old way. It's the way that God laid out. It's an eternal path that God says, walk in this and it'll bring rest to your souls. And yet people keep looking all over for ways to give themselves peace or bring peace to their minds or to their emotions, and yet they find no peace there. You know, you think about the life of the Apostle Paul, who was Saul, and then when he came to Jesus, he changed his name and started using what was basically a Roman name, Paul, the Roman version of the name Saul, which is a Jewish name, and changed it to Paul, which was what would be acceptable in Roman culture because he was called by the Lord to truly be a minister to the Gentiles and not to the Jews specifically. So when the Lord encountered Saul, or you could say when Saul encountered the Lord as he was on the road to the city of Damascus, Saul was a person that was quite sure of himself. He was highly educated. He was religiously trained by one of the top leaders of the Pharisees, one of the sects that was the most strict about the Torah, the Word of God, as they had it at that time. And he was highly motivated to be a person that was religiously correct. And he was determined to essentially extinguish the lives of anyone who did not follow exactly the way that he was trained in the Pharisaical tradition of the Jews. And so those people who were affiliated with Jesus, and they referred to the followers of Jesus as the way, calling it a sect or a cult, you would say, in our time. And that particular sect, in the mind of Saul and the Pharisees of his day, was completely wrong. And therefore, they were opposers of God in the mind of Saul and the people he followed. And so he was so religiously zealous that he was determined to have arrested any person that affiliated themselves as a follower of Jesus and have them put to death. The book of Acts tells us that he stood and watched the garments of those who stoned Stephen to death for saying that Jesus was the Messiah. So this is a religious terrorist, someone who's willing to kill in the name of religion to keep their religion pure. He was truly one of the original religious terrorists. In our generation, we know that there are religious terrorists who seek to kill anyone who opposes their particular religion. And Paul was doing exactly the same thing. So he was a terrorist as well. Yet Saul believed he was honoring God. And it says in the Word of God also that in the end times, people will put you to death thinking that they are serving God. We see that happening today for certain. And Saul was walking on that exact same path. And yet here in the book of Jeremiah, we see a very strong encouragement from God himself speaking to people in Jeremiah's day who were very religious, who worshiped, though falsely. And he told them, the Lord spoke to them through Jeremiah saying, "Stand by the road and look and ask for the eternal path where the good old way is. Then walk in it and you'll find rest for your souls. Ask for directions." Message translation says, the New Living says, "Ask for the old godly way and walk in it. Travel its path and you'll find rest for your souls." You know, every person alive today wants rest for their souls. They want peace in their mind, peace in their emotions. They want their life to be peaceful and they look for ways to do it. Paul used religious zealotry as his way to try to find that peace for his soul. I spend a lot of time in East Africa, and here in East Africa, people will go to witch doctors and try to get rest for their souls. They'll buy charms and they'll wear them thinking that will bring them peace or health or happiness or prosperity. And yet none of those things are the eternal path that God's talking about that will bring rest for the soul. People in other countries seek different religious traditions, Buddhism and Hinduism and occultic practices, magic of different kinds, New Age meditation, and all sorts of paths that are not the eternal path that God himself spoke about here in Jeremiah chapter 6. Truly, there is one eternal path, and it's God's path, the path that Jesus Christ made for us so that we could come to the Father through him, so that we could have the rest for our souls, our minds, our will, our emotion, our spirits, our very lives. That path is Jesus Christ Himself. If you have made that choice to be a follower of Christ, then you can rejoice and you can rest in Him and know that no matter what turmoil is going on around you or even in your own life, that God will bring you into that place of rest spiritually, emotionally, physically, in every area. And if you know people who don't know the Lord and they're struggling and trying this and trying that to get peace for their soul, you can encourage them. You know what? There is a way. There is a way. The Bible talks about an eternal path that will give you rest for your soul. And that path is Jesus Christ. And He died for you so you could know the rest of God. God bless you and give you a victorious week.